Good evening, everybody. This is Paula Secker Johnston with Coach Train Alliance. Sasha Cohen and I are here to talk to you about our Yoga to Life Core Coaching for Effective Change course. I just want to make sure that you guys can all hear me.
Yes,
perfect. Can you hear me, yes or no?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, awesome, great. I'm going to put all of you on mute for most of the conversation as Sasha and I talk about the program, and at the end of the program, I will unmute everybody so that you have an opportunity to ask any questions of either one of us about the program. So with that being said, I'm actually going to turn this over to Sasha for a moment so she can set a grounding and an intention for the call.
Thank you, Paula. So wherever you are, gently soften the windows of your eyes and find a tall spine. Take a deep breath in. Open mouth, exhale. And take a moment to allow yourself to arrive to this call. And as you do arrive, simply notice what is present for you. Physically, energetically, perhaps even emotionally. And my invitation to you for the next 30 minutes is to make more space in your heart and mind to explore the possibilities of what this journey of Yoga to Life coaching could look like for you. Once again, take a very full breath into that intention and exhale, let it go. And slowly flutter your eyes open. And I'll turn it back over to Paula. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Sasha. As I mentioned, I am Paula Secker Johnston. Sasha B. Cohen and I are here today to talk to you about the Yoga to Life program. I am a certified life coach and a yoga instructor and the enrollment director for Coach Train Alliance and this program. Sasha is a certified life coach and a yoga instructor. And I'm going to have her share a little bit more about her background in just a moment. I just wanted you to know that our next course, our next class that Sasha's teaching is coming up on Wednesday, May 14th. And as I mentioned, I will open this up to questions at the end of the conversation so you can get any questions answered that you have. Sasha, can you give us a little more information on your background and what brought you to becoming both a life coach and a yoga instructor?
Absolutely. Thanks, Paula, and welcome everyone to the call. Thanks for taking the time to be here. My journey to become a life coach and yoga instructor has been incredibly synchronistic. I was a former tennis professional, and during that time, I was drawn to yoga to heal an injury, and then like most students, absolutely fell in love with the practice. So as my competitive and teaching days waned in the tennis world, it seemed the perfect segue into teaching yoga, which I've been manifesting for about 5 years. And about 15 years ago, life coaching found me, and I was immediately drawn to this collaborative work because I'm so passionate about empowering others to shine their brightest light. So basically, at its core, coaching builds a co-creative relationship around change. It's a collaborative process where the client's agenda, namely their interests, challenges, and goals, is the primary focus. Coaching invites clients to show up fully in their lives in authenticity and alignment, and with grace, just like yoga. I've been in private practice for many years, so when I was introduced to this unique program through CTA, I found it to be a brilliant marriage of my two passions. Paula, are you there?
I'm sorry. Yes, Sasha, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thought I lost you for a moment.
Did everybody catch? Did you catch all that?
Yes, I think everybody
okay.
did.
Okay.
Can you tell us about how coaching and your yoga training and your coaching training complement each other, and how that relates to bringing yoga to life?
Sure. When you develop these teaching and coaching skills, I feel you're in a powerful position to impact people in a myriad of ways, which is why I feel so deeply aligned with this industry and this program. I have become so much more effective in each of my roles, both as a yoga teacher and coach, because the process of both is incredibly congruent. I find I weave coaching themes into my yoga classes, and I use the asana practice as a tool to coach my clients. They are intertwined, which makes them easily and effortlessly accessible, whether you're a teacher or a student or a coach. I often draw on my personal yoga practice to work through challenging client situations. I ground myself, just this is the way we did at the beginning of this call. I breathe and I stay focused on the client's agenda. And for me, the benefits have shown up in many opportunities to reach a vast audience and share my knowledge and wisdom around how yoga and coaching complement each other perfectly. So just as yogis guide us through our practice, Yoga to Life will teach participants how to be a guide to others in overcoming blocks and creating growth outside of the studio.
So you mentioned that our yoga training and our life coaching training are intertwined, and the two prepare, the one is kind of prepares us for the other. Can you give us some tips on how we can get started with that?
Absolutely. As a student and teacher of yoga, you already have the tools to become an effective coach. On our mats, we set an intention, we create awareness, and support the integrity of our alignment. We know what it's like to have a somatic experience, dropping out of our minds and connecting directly to our hearts. So as a mentor coach, these tools have been proven to be incredibly effective as well. And as a participant in our 12-week Yoga to Life training, you will begin to navigate the roadmap and success strategies to further develop the necessary skills and guiding principles to become an embodied mentor coach. And in addition, what is unique to this particular coaching program is that you have a built-in community, which is immensely interactive and provides instant feedback. So a little exercise for everyone to try. As I mentioned, in yoga, we set an intention, we create awareness, and we tap into the subtle nuances of alignment. So notice the way you naturally interact with others, and explore opportunities where coaching might help. So, for example, the next time you are facing a challenge or having a conversation with someone who says they are maybe ready for a shift in their life, ask them what that could look like. These are called powerful questions. What fear may be holding them back? Where is their resistance showing up? And through these powerful questions, you'll help guide them to focus on their agenda and their intention and simply sit back and watch the magic happen. You'll notice a huge, huge shift when you allow someone to solve their own challenges.
So in our training, along with learning some of these questions that will help guide our clients, in life coaching, what other skills and tools will participants learn over the 12 weeks?
Well, coaching is a vastly expanding professional business. And as a part-time or full-time yoga teacher, you'll add a fulfilling supplement to your career. So having the skills to work with your students and clients, both on and off the mat, enhances your marketability, creates value, and increases professional growth. So, hang on 1 second, Paula. I think I lost. There we go. Okay, can you just still hear me?
Yeah.
All right, go on.
Yeah. So you're talking about the professional and personal benefits to becoming a coach and the supplementation of our possible income along with what we do with teaching yoga. And can you expand on that a little bit more, as well as touch on the additional tools and skills that participants will learn during the 12 weeks to help them to be a stellar life coach right out of the gate?
Yeah. Absolutely. So just expanding on what I was saying before, I thought that I lost you. So it's a great way to supplement your income. Financially, it will provide an additional revenue stream. You'll have more tools to effectively meet your students where they are in a broader capacity. And I hope you've all heard of Sean Korn, who is my mentor. And she says something that I reflect back to my students in many of my classes. And that quote is, yoga is constantly reflecting back to us exactly where we are. So there's this unique and beautiful synthesis between yoga and coaching. And we align with these principles in each class that we teach, much like the synthesis of breath and movement. So in terms of what you'll learn in the 12-week teleseminar series, just as in teacher training, you learn how to guide a class. And in this course, you'll learn how to guide a coaching session. You'll develop new skills and practice techniques used by coaches to clarify an intention, create awareness, shift perspective, move through challenges, and strive towards growth. And as you go deeper into your training, you'll gain the confidence in your ability to coach. It's just like strengthening a muscle. It just takes time and practice. And this class will absolutely develop your ability to competently and successfully coach others.
Awesome. So you mentioned that the course is a telecourse, a teleconference course. Can you describe what that is like for everybody?
Sure. Yes, like I said, it's a 12-week teleseminar series, which begins on May 14th, and you'll remind everyone of those details at the end. You will once you sign up, you'll receive a syllabus to guide you through each week's agenda. There'll be weekly reading assignments and homework from the manual and the yoga supplement. The calls are extremely interactive and will include one coach-to-coach session each week. So participants have multiple opportunities to play the role of coach, client, and observer. And in addition, you'll be paired up with a buddy to do a weekly check-in, which can be practice coaching or just simply receiving feedback and support. And when you're done, after 12 weeks, if you've completed all of the requirements, you will be certified as a core coach for effective change.
Now, there's a test that is also part of the requirements. Is that correct?
That is. And it's not a pass or fail exam. It's just so I know that you've got a good grasp on the things that we've learned over the last 12 weeks. And I send it to you the second to last week of the course, and it's open book. So it's, again, just a way to really hone in on your skills, or maybe, you know, just pay more attention to the areas that, you know, you may need some more work on. But like I said, it's not pass or fail, and it's just part of the requirements.
Excellent. That's so much information. I am going to open up the line, so if there are any questions from any of you, please feel free to ask either Sasha or myself right now. Your lines are unmuted.
Hello, we have Stacey Olson. Hello, I have one.
Hi, Stacey. Yes, please.
Hi. I'm going to ask the question that no one probably wants to ask. What's the payment? Like, is
it what?
Are there payment options? The cost?
The payment? The cost?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, this is Paula. The cost is $1,299. That includes your manual, the 12 weeks of programming with Sasha. You also get a class page, and the classes are recorded, so you can go back and listen to them. Oftentimes, you miss things in class. It's nice to go back and listen. There is an option, a payment option, of a four-payment plan.
Okay.
So
and
that
then,
is an option.
Okay. Or in full, I'm assuming.
Pardon me?
Or in full.
Or in full, yes. Yes, whichever one
and
you
want
to do.
Okay, and so it's Wednesdays every week for 12 weeks. What time is the call?
6 p.m. Eastern.
6 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the same as right now.
Same as right now, yes. And the classes are 90 minutes long.
90 minutes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then is there, like, a minimum requirement on attendance? Or is... As far as, like,
it's
is there a minimum amount that you have to attend in person?
Yes, it's recommended that you not miss more than two classes. Correct, Sasha?
Correct. And the great thing about this program is that if you do miss, you know, we'll just have a conversation to make sure we're on the same page of the dates that you're missing. And like Paula said, they're all recorded. And you can
right.
go back and listen to them and catch up. And if you I am extremely accessible during the 12 weeks. So interacting with me or dialoguing with me around questions about things that you missed is absolutely something I do all the time and happy to do.
Okay. Great. I think those are my only questions.
Well, thank you. Those are awesome questions.
Sure.
Does anybody else have a question?
Sure.
I know one question I've received as the enrollment director from people as they're interested is they wonder if they need to be a certified life coach already to take the course. Sasha, can you speak to that a little bit?
I'm sorry, could you clarify the question?
They ask if they already need to be a life coach to take the class.
Oh, no, absolutely not. This is... think of it as adding another skill set to whatever you're already doing. It will complement whether you're a yoga teacher and you don't need to be a yoga teacher to take the class. Whatever industry you're in, life coaching serves you on a myriad of levels. So I find that I life coach just in my daily life with the people that are in my life, with my relationships. It is absolutely empowering in whatever you do. Whether you're a yoga teacher, whatever niche or industry you work in, it will benefit you on many levels. And then if you want to take it to the next level, which we hope that you will do in terms of building a business and seeing clients and becoming a certified life coach and stepping into that role, you will have everything you need right out of the gate at week 12, even sooner, to start building your business as a life coach.
Excellent.
I've got a follow-up. This is Stacey again. I've got a follow-up question to that. Speaking in yoga instructor terms, you know, there's certifications and then there's registration with the Yoga Alliance. Is this
yes.
considered like a registration or a certification? And is there some type of a life coaching alliance or whatever
yes.
you might call it?
Sure. This is Paula. I'd be happy to answer this. And Sasha, please interject as you need. Similar to Yoga Alliance, which registers yoga instructors as they're certified, Coach Train Alliance and the Yoga to Life program is a certification for life coaching. There is a registration board called the ICF, or International Coaching Federation, and this program, Yoga to Life, is accredited for 24 hours with the ICF. It is also accredited for non-contact hours for Yoga Alliance. So if you're a yoga instructor registered through Yoga Alliance and looking for non-contact hours, it is a non-contact hour of 3.5 hours.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
It does. So the certification for the Yoga Life, does that translate, kind of like a 200-hour certification translates into a 200-hour registration through Yoga Alliance with the ICF?
Sasha, do you know that information?
I don't off the top of my head, but is it Stacy?
Okay.
I can,
yes,
I can get you that information. We can get you
that's
that
fine.
Information.
Yeah,
so
I
you're asking really, really important questions, and we want to be able to answer you specifically with what you need to make your most informed decision.
Yes. Yeah, no worries. I just didn't know, like, the ICF, is that something that's, like, required? You know, I mean, when you think about
yeah,
Yoga
go ahead,
Alliance,
Stacey.
No, it's fine. Yoga Alliance is not, like, required necessarily by a lot of studios.
Right.
Is the ICF required for anything?
To best answer that, I think it's just like the overall governing body of the coaching
yeah.
world.
Okay.
International Coach Federation. So everything kind of filters through them, and it's up to you to the degree that you want to affiliate and associate with that organization.
Got it. But you guys are registered through them as a...
Correct.
A certification school. Okay. Okay,
correct.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's very similar to Yoga Alliance in that respect.
Yeah, okay. Great, thank you.
That's an awesome question. Any other questions out there? Sasha, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I think we kind of covered most everything. Just know that you can reach out to us. We're enrolling now, but and I know you'll talk about this, Paula, but reach out to us if after this call you're like, oh, darn, I wish I knew the answer to that question, or I wish I would have asked that. Because, like I said, we're accessible, and we want to make sure that you have all the information you need to make the most informed decision. But it's a phenomenal program. I can't wait to begin again, and I look forward to working with you guys.
Yeah, as Sasha said, we are very accessible. You can email me at paula@coachtrainingalliance.com. If I'm not able to answer your question, I'll forward it on to Sasha if it's something more that she could answer, and one of the two of us will get back with you. As we've mentioned, the next course starts in just a couple of weeks on Wednesday, May 14th. It's a 6 p.m. Eastern start time. You can go to our website at coachtrainingalliance.com and go to the very bottom to find the Yoga to Life program to register for that. Or you can call me at 888-432-4121, and I'm at extension 5. So unless there's any other questions, I think we're going to say thank you very much for joining us. And have a great evening.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thanks, ladies.
All right.
Thank
Namaste.
Namaste.